Shalom Aleichem. Today's Dvar Torah is actually a follow-up of what we discussed yesterday. Yesterday's question was, if you have a Kohen, and he's the only Kohen in Shul, but he's below the age of Bar Mitzvah, does he do the Birkas Kohanim, or does he not do the Birkas Kohanim? That was our question, and we came out as follows, that if it's the only Kohen in Shul, and he's below the age of Bar Mitzvah, he does not do the Birkas Kohanim. It would not be covered at Tzibur to have somebody who's below the age of Bar Mitzvah do the Birkas Kohanim for the Tzibur, for the Minyan. However, if there is at least one other Kohen in Shul who has reached the age, who has become of age, he's at least the age of Bar Mitzvah, then and only then can the young boy who is below the age of Bar Mitzvah do the Nisias Kapayim. So alone, no, but together with another Kohen who can Duchen, who can do Nisias Kapayim because he's reached a Bar Mitzvah, then the younger one can join in together with him. So after giving that Dvar Halacha in Shul, somebody asked the following question. There is a halacha that we call when there are two kohanim in shul, we call kohanim. However, if there's only one kohen in shul, we do not call kohanim. The kohen is doing the nesias kapayim. He starts saying the bracha by himself without being summoned, without being told kohanim, because kohanim means two, and there is only one. So we don't call out. So the question is as follows. If we have this scenario that you have two kohanim, but one is below the age of Bar Mitzvah, so one is above and one is below, do they get called kohanim because effectively we have two kohanim, but one is younger? Or do we not call kohanim because one is not of the age of Bar Mitzvah, so he shouldn't be counted at all? The minhag is the only, or the halach is, that we only call kohanim when there are two and not one. So that's going to be our question of the day. We'll start out with the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch does not answer this, but we'll start out with the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, the concept of calling the Kohanim. So in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, Si'if Yud, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, V'az im hem shnaim, if there are two Kohanim, Kora lehem, they are called out Kohanim. It could be the Chazan or it could be the Gabbai, it depends on the minhag who is calling, but either way, it's only if there are two, not if there is one. And the Mishnah Berurah explains as follows. It's based on a Gemara. It's based on a Pasuk, in fact, a drasha in a Gemara on a Pasuk, that it says, Dichsiv emor lahem, that you say to them, to Kohanim. What does that mean? Emor, say to them, lahem is plural tense. The hainu lomor lekohanim, so you say to the Kohanim, Shivarchu es Yisrael, they should give a bracha to Yisrael. So we summons them, we invite them, we tell them it's time to do the Birkas Kohanim. And when it says emor lahem, lahem is plural tense, that implies that you need a minimum of two Kohanim in order to call out Kohanim. If there's only one, you don't call. The Kohen starts by himself. So on that halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, that if there are two Kohanim, you call Kohanim, but not if there's one, the Be'er Heita brings our scenario. Echad Gadol ve'echad Katan miben Yud Gimel Shana. If you have one Kohen who's above the age of Bar Mitzvah and one is below the age of Bar Mitzvah, he brings two opinions on this. Eino kore lahem Kohanim, he does not call them Kohanim. They're not called out because why? There's only one of age. There's only one above the age of Bar Mitzvah. That's brought in the name of the Ma'bit, and also the Knesset Hagdola agreed with the Ma'bit. So that is opinion number one. If you don't have two Kohanim of age, above the age of Bar Mitzvah, you don't call Kohanim, even if you have two Kohanim, but one is below the age of Bar Mitzvah. But the Be'er Heita brings the opinion of the Pri Chadash. The Pri Chadash wrote, the Kevan Shu Katan de Bar Chinuch, Hevi Shayach Sapir Lemikrinihu Kohanim. Once again, because the Pri Chadash tells us the Kevan Shu Katan the Bar Chinuch Hevi. Because we're calling a Kohen who has reached the age of Chinuch, Shayach Sapir, it is relevant, it is appropriate, it is proper, Lemikrinihu Kohanim, to call them together Kohanim. So all we require is that one be of age, above the age of Bar Mitzvah, and one has to be Bar Chinuch, of age, to be able to do the Birkas Kohanim, understand the Birkas Kohanim, in order to actually do the Birkas Kohanim, to understand the minhagim of the Birkas Kohanim. So if he can effectuate, he can actualize doing the Birkas Kohanim, that Katan, he can be called as well Kohanim because he is a Bar Chinuch. He has reached the age that he's able to do the Birkas Kohanim. So the bottom line is, we have a Machlokis here. In our scenario, one is of age, one is not of age. The first opinion is you don't call Kohanim. You need two of age, two above the age of Bar Mitzvah. And the second opinion, the Bri Chadash, is that in our scenario, even if one is below the age of Bar Mitzvah, but he is a Bar Chinuch, then they would be called Kohanim. Have a wonderful day.